Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, welcome everybody to Journey into the Light Spiritual Radio. We're glad you're here. We're live here on a Sunday evening. And just a reminder for all the folks out there, we'll be live here throughout the evening. So stay with us here. And in the next show coming up at the top of the hour, we'll be taking callers for psychic medium readings with Kendra from Canada. But now we're going to be joined with the Seer of the Soul, Julia Carmen, and she's going to be talking about, you know, all that she does, which is really incredible, and she's very gifted and definitely unique, which is very special in my book, and she's a very special soul. So, and if you like to reach Julia, her contact information is right here on the website, on the show page. So the website for Julia is there, phone number, email, all the contact information you would ever need. So you click on the website as well, and that'll take you on over while you're listening to this show. So you won't lose the show at all. Okay, so there you go there. Okay, so let me go here and let's bring in Julia to the show. Welcome back.
Welcome, Michael. Thank you for having me on the show. How are you doing?
Great.
How's it going?
Great. Yeah, good. How are things? You're in Hawaii, right?
I'm in an undisclosed place. I'm not in Hawaii.
Oh, okay.
I'm not in the Bay Area. I'm in some.
Okay.
You know, today's the new moon. Yeah, no worries. Yeah, just messing with you.
Okay.
The new moon. I just thought of it right now. Not thought of it, but you know the new moon, the eclipse. Yeah.
Uh huh. Oh yeah.
Yeah. You know that, right? Yeah.
True. Yeah. I forgot about that. Yeah.
Yeah. Did you? Yeah. No. No. I've kind of been watching it, and it's. I don't do that kind of work, but it's. It's in Pisces and it's doing her thing, you know. I don't have any of that on my website. Nothing like drawing people to my website by drawing them away from my website. There's a lot of stuff out there. You know, go on Facebook, it's like loaded, yeah. So whatever your thought process is, but anyway, so just thought it literally just came up in my consciousness. I went, oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
So, anyways.
Well, great. Yeah. A lot of people tuning in today. First time hearing you, Julia. So take some time and let the folks know how you got started doing what you're doing and kind of what you're doing now.
Oh, okay. Thank you, Michael. Well, my name, what I do is, and my, I don't know if you want to call it title or whatever. By the way, Michael, I like all that gifted and unique and special. You know, I'm a bit of a smart ass. So anyway, that's not what I do. That's the dual karma, the smart ass. No, that's not what I do. Curandera del alma, which means seer of the soul. So I come from a long line of curanderas, seers from the female side. And I'm a native woman, Mexicana. And it's something that you don't go to like school for, at least not a, you know, physical school. It's a school that you go to in the non-physical realm of being because it's taught generational. So it is a gift and it's unique and it is special. Yeah. Not better than anyone else. It's just a different modality of being. Yeah. So, I've been doing this all my life, actually. I don't know what it feels like not to be in that realm of a seer, you know. So, curandera del alma, a seer of the soul, yeah. So, you have a brain, I have a brain and a heart. Those are human conditions. When we pass on to the other realm of being, our heart and our soul, and our heart and our brain kind of like hang here in the earth realm of being. But our alma, our soul self, it has no time and space. It just is. It is in the now, the present moment. So that's when I visit with somebody, and that's what I call it, visitor, do a reading. Or most of my work now is students. So when I work with them, that's what I, quote-unquote, work with, is listening to that soul self of being. Because our brain has the history of our earth life, yeah? And our heart has the wonderfulness of falling in love and the heartbreak and all that. And I don't know about you. When I listen to my heart solely, I'm just talking about just all by itself, it gets me into a lot of trouble. And then if I just go on my intellect, and that can get me into trouble too. But our soul self of Avalma is in perfection. Yeah, it has all the information that we ever could need. But, you know, we get kind of busy-minded and then we get sad about some old relationships, or we're so in love, we're intoxicated, sometimes we make great decisions from that space, but sometimes we don't. So that's basically what I do. I have a school that I call the School Without Walls, and there's a reason that it's called the School Without Walls. It's because it's wherever I'm at, yeah. So most of my work is done in Hawaii and the Bay Area, and then I have a place that I go to that I just be you, and that's where I do my work, up in the mountains, in the snow, somewhere in the United States. And I go, we're constantly contracting and expanding, yeah? So all humans need that contraction, you know, pulling in and then being and then doing our work and going out there. Yeah. So that's me in a nutshell. How's that sound? Does that sound special and unique and wonderful?
well, you are, because I interview a lot of people, and you are. I mean, you have this unique gift, and it's because you have a lot of people, you know, they kind of run the same, but we have people that stand out like yourself, and some people may wonder, like, the seer of the soul, is that the same as a psychic, or what would you say to that?
No, not. I think those of you that might listen, it's different. Not better or worse or anything. I don't think anything is worse. But no, the psychic usually not always. Yeah. You know, they have what I call a specialty. And this sounds so right, but most of my friends are psychics. I have a lot of friends that are, you know, that are seers, and I have some friends that, you know, they work on, okay, let's say they work with quantum physics, yeah, which is a whole nother gurun that are the frequency around you, right? And then I wouldn't call her a psychic, but I do have another real good friend, and she feels things, you know, so she's a clairvoyant, kind of like, oh, I just feel this, and she can feel her peeps around her, and she has a great knowing of discernment, yeah. So everybody has their specialty. Some people are an amazing psychics where they do past life regression and all that. Those are all beautiful. I happen from the line that I came from. The curandera basically is what I call a GP, general practitioner. I mean, even in that, they have specialties, since you mentioned last time. Like, you would be the curandero del voz, the voice, you know, the one that speaks the words, las palabras, yeah? Because you pick this profession, yeah? And so, yeah, so there's a difference. But in my line of work, my mother and my grandmother, my great-grandmother and so on, in their village, they were the one that everyone went to get the whole picture of the soul self, yeah? Because the soul self cannot lie. Yeah, cannot. It's impossible for the soul self. Somebody can read your soul. Yeah. I remember when I first, like, came out, because I suppressed this for a long time, it frightened people. They would go, you could hear everything. And, yeah, I could, but I'm not, like, reading you. You know, I'm not, you know, I'm a human, too. I have a heart and I have a brain, too, and I have insecurities and all that good stuff like everybody else does. You know, so when I'm in there and I'm reading somebody's soul self, I'm reading their truth of the truth, not mine, not my perception of anything. Yeah. I actually came in but didn't realize I came in with no judgment, which is really interesting. I just thought everybody didn't judge. Yeah. And
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So
that's,
I don't
amazing.
Have that, you know. Yeah. I'm like, whoa. I thought, people, you don't judge. I go, no, why would I do that? That's like a, I mean, I do have my own prejudices of my own, of being, you know, who I am. Oh, my butt's too big today. My teeth aren't white enough. You know, that kind of stuff, you know. That's the social, that's the social part of being human and a female in this world.
Right.
That's
right.
The truth.
But yeah, but it's amazing how many people, I have been amazed on the spiritual field, how many people do judge, though. And I just, kind of like the homeless project I run, how people will judge. Well, I won't give to them because, you know, they may be doing all these different, you know, bad things. And you got to drop your judgment. The only judgment, like you say, is on myself. Am I willing to give?
Exactly. No, yeah, you know what, Mijo, that's a mistake, everybody, you know, but you know what, Michael, is so true. I had a really good friend, a beautiful healer, and she used to do hospice work, and she was telling me one day, and she goes, you know, Julia, she had this accent, I can't remember if she's German or something, she goes, you know what, Julia, When I did hospice work, I just refused to go to those rich people's houses. And I go, why would you do that? She goes, well, they have the money. And hospice is free. I said, yeah, but there's somebody dying in that house. And she goes, I just can't do it. I think I needed to be with the poor people or whatever. I'm going. And I was surprised by that. And I said, well, he lives in a big, beautiful house, but he's dying. And years later, she said, you know, I didn't even know I was doing that. And I go, yeah, well, we do that. We have judgments around our brain. You know, the information we take in, we think it's real. You know, I mean, like that person that you asked, right? He's not going to give a homeless because he has a belief system and he believes it, right? Belief systems you believe, yeah? It's like, I got to tell you, Michael, right before I got on air before our time's up, I turned on the TV, and this is so cool. Those of you out there, sometimes you'll turn the TV on and there's the answer, right? But I was just kind of playing around till I was waiting, you know, get on air. And I saw one of my favorite movies. It was in the late 90s with Jim Carrey called Liar, Liar. His little son, I guess Jim Carrey in the movie told lies, right? So that, if you can look at that as a brain, you know, the brain, how he's conditioned as a lawyer to lie. You got to do that, you know. And he loves his son, and that's his heart, right? And sometimes he had it, you know, he would do things for his son because he loved him, and then his brain would override him. Well, anyways, his son made a wish that his dad wouldn't lie for a full day. And it's so cute because Jim Carrey couldn't lie. And this is how I work. I go, that's how our Atma self is. You know, we can't lie to ourselves at all. I mean, when we get quiet enough to hear the soul self of being, it can't lie. It's impossible. We could lie ourselves away through our brain, and we could our heart can say, I'm in love with this person. Oh, I have to have him or her. Or chocolate cake or, you know, whatever. You know, whatever it is. And we could convince ourselves, yeah. But our Alma won't lie to us. And I just thought that was really interesting. You know, I thought, huh. Because we started with those 10 questions. And each week I'll share one question. And last week is, what do I want? And I think people have asked me, well, do I just like, where do I ask from? And I go, well, you ask those questions from your soul self. And I really believe, I don't believe, I know that, and I'm going to use the word medicine, how you get quiet, Michael, your medicine is personal. Yeah. And how I get quiet is personal. So I don't tell people go, I mean, if meditation's it, yoga's it, or like I do freestyle Hawaiian hula. I've been doing that for like 30 years. That calms me down. I personally don't care for yoga, and I tried it, yeah? But I have friends, you have to do yoga. You got to, Joy, you got to do this. And I said, no, I got this over here. This is my medicine, yeah? So what I share with people is, first of all, find the medicine that helps you get quiet. If meditation, mindfulness helps you do that, right on. Then from that state of being, ask yourself, what is it that I want? A pen and paper and then just freestyle. The second question is, when will I know I have what I want? When will I know what I have what I want? And what I ask people to do is do the 5 W's, the how, what, where, who, what, you know, all that good stuff. So, like, if you want to create something, Michael, how will you know? What's the evidence that your Atma is really talking to you? How will you know you have what you want? You know what you want? No, how do you know? I'm asking you. It's not a rhetorical question.
No, you're asking me. Okay. Well, that's a good question, because a lot of times we don't know. Like, I was waiting for the answer, because how do we know we have what we want? Sometimes I think we keep searching, you know?
Uh-huh. Yeah, well, just like we said, like I said, I say we because my people are always talking story with me, but you got to ask from that space where you're almost talking story with you, yeah? And I know when I take on only a few students a year, because I only have so many units of energy is what I call it, light energies, and as I get older in the human realm of being, I'm tired sometimes. So it's my invitation only. People say, hey, can I, you know, I say, well, let me see where you might fit in. Yeah. And I want to make sure people know what it is that they want. And when that on the self opens up, sometimes it's kind of scary. You know, I've had people say, oh my gosh, I think I need to leave this relationship of 30 years, or I think I need to move, or I think I need to, you know, leave my job. And if people share that with me before they listen to their alma soul or self, I said, oh, hold on. Ask from that space. Because our brain could make out, okay, this makes sense. Even, you know, financially, does it have to move? And then the heart's going, And then the alma self saying, hey, wait a minute. Give it a little bit more time. I call it the beef stew. You know, you ever had beef stew, yeah? You cook it the first day, right. It's all okay, second day, yeah. Well, let it simmer for a minute. So if you're asking from the soul self, it can be scary, Michael. And I think that's why we have such a difficult time as humans to make that decision, because it's a choice, yeah? That's why, you know, it's great. I mean, doing readings and being a psychic, I mean, not me, but, you know, other people, you get your information, you want to know you're on the right track. But I know way back when I used to do readings a lot, I would share with people and lay out the whole plan. I mean, like, their people, their angels, their ancestors, God himself would come up, and I would lay this table out and say, okay, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And people would go, I can't do all of that. And I said, well, I didn't say you have to do all that. I'm not telling you. But this is for your higher and better good. And it would freak them out. And I thought, okay, yeah. I mean, this is how innocent me not knowing. I said, oh, because I don't roll that way. If I get the info, I do, yeah. And people are always saying, where are you now? Nobody ever really knows where I'm at because I just kind of do my thing. So what I decided to do was to be that cauldron, the school without walls, be that cauldron to hold that space so that, Michael, if you know in your soul self, man, I have to do this, and it's scaring the chick out of me, then you might have to be gentle and do baby steps. That's another favorite movie. What about Bob? old movies. Baby steps, yeah? And then the next thing you know, you make that big move, yeah? Or you're able to leave that relationship or invite a new relationship in. That's another thing. People are afraid to even, man, I really screwed up my life picking these people like I pick my nose, yeah? I don't know if I could have a good picker, yeah? So, you know, so the Amma never lies. It's just, you know. So anyway, so that's where that second question is very important, getting specific. When will I know I have what I want? What's the evidence? Yeah. And that could take a while to figure that one out.
Yeah, it could take a while, but that's...
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm always afraid of running out of time with my guests.
Yeah, I know.
So
it
goes by so fast. So,
I want to let people know that you want me to give the information, so I thought I'd do things at one time.
Yes.
And that is, you know, you folks can reach me at the central number. It's 650-898-8135. And then you can also get on the website, www.theschoolwithoutwalls.net, and email me. And I'm putting these 10 questions in an ebook. And if you just say that you listened in on the show, either live or at some point, I would be glad to send you the ebook once. It should be out next month, yeah, for free, the full 10 questions so you could work on them and just for listening. Folks, and then you know, sign up for the newsletter if you choose to. I like people to sign up for the newsletter and anything that I put out there if that's what they really want to do. Yeah, if they don't want to and they just want the ebook, that's all good too. You know, the more of people, really humans, understand their soul self, yes, I'm good. Okay, was that what you wanted?
Well, I was going to ask.
Next week's the third question, so make sure you tap in next week for that.
Okay. Third question. Okay. Because that's what I was going to ask earlier was the – I always like conversations. We're like bouncing around.
No, you'd be surprised. I'm always surprised. I'm going, oh, okay. And then felt like bouncing around, but hey. No, go ahead, Michal. Go ahead.
So folks here are listening and talk about just a couple of things. Like, what do you do, for folks on Skype and on the phones, and what kind of services do you offer?
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, what I do is I do readings. I count on my readings, and I do those. Yes, you bet. So I'll do that on Skype, face-to-face, or on the phone. Yeah, I do that. And I also right now what I'm working on is the retreats in Hawaii. I have a couple spaces. I have a woman's retreat in the beginning of May, which is, oh, my gosh, Michal. I'm not kidding. Every time I do this one, I want to be one of the clients, one of the participants, because you ladies, that if you're two spots on there, you are like, whew, one of the houses, two females per house. One of them has its own tide pool. You go in there, and oh my gosh, and I have an assistant and the cook. Oh my, that's what I was thinking of having the cook on there. She does farm to table. Oh gosh. And the assistant treats you like a queen. And whew, this year I finally got it. We're going to Green Sands on the Big Island as one of the sacred sites. It was so cool that I got that info like right away. And I don't do four wheeling, but my son Luca, who assists me, takes people out to the tide pools and we do ceremony out there and good stuff. I don't talk a lot about that because ceremony is sacred. Yeah, so it's. If this retreat calls to you, give me a call. Just give me a call. If it doesn't, then it doesn't, you know. So it's only for those that it calls to. Then the second one I'm having is Ahakani, which is a men's retreat. And we don't have time to talk about that, but if any men want to do that, Michal, you would love that. It's like such a man thing. It's on an old Hawaiian sacred. The whole place is just amazing, and we're going to be doing something every day. Spear fishing is one of them on the list. So so that's what I'm working on right now. And of course my students that I have so many a year, and then the readings, and then I write books. Right now I'm writing children's books, and I'm working on the book, which is called The Indigenous Soul, which is all the work that I do. Is that good? Did we do it?
Yes, yes, you did it good. We're out of time.
I know, yeah, that's what I figured. Okay, thank you so much for having me on the show, and we'll talk story next week, yeah?
Okay, yes, we'll talk story next week. Okay, take care. Enjoyed it
you
so
too.
Much. All right, bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
Okay, coming out, that was a lot of fun and very interesting. All good. Kendra's coming up next, Kendra Walbaum. So everybody, call back in. We'll be doing psychic medium readings here in the next hour. So everybody, call back in now. This show will now end. Thank you.